This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Sirens on the Israeli-Lebanon border as Iron Dome missiles fire to intercept incoming rockets, presumably from Hezbollah. You see the missile rise, course correct, and intercept the rocket in midair, exploding both on contact. The Israeli-Hamas war entering its fourth week with heavy street fighting between the Israeli army and Hamas militants in Gaza. The Gaza Health Ministry says now more than 8,000 people have been killed in Gaza, including 3,000 children. And not just civilians and combatants. At the United Nations, Juliet Tuma says at least 59 UN workers in Gaza have also been killed.
These are, however, not just numbers. These are colleagues of ours. These are school principals and teachers and doctors and engineers and support staff who are really the backbone of our operation in the Gaza Strip. We mourn them and we remember them. And UNRWA will never be the same without those colleagues.
According to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, Netanyahu spoke to U.S. President Biden on Sunday. The Israeli statement did not expand on the conversation. Earlier Sunday, Biden did publicly say that the two-state solution, where Palestinians are given autonomy, is the only way forward. At least 10 people were killed, 25 injured in a collision between two passenger trains in India's Andhra Pradesh state on Sunday, according to officials. At least three coaches on one of the trains derailed.